did you know that in Iceland there's a tradition of exchanging books as presents on Christmas Eve? It's called the Christmas Book Flood, and Icelanders spend the night reading their gifts. Well, if that sounds good to you and you're thinking of giving books this holiday season, we've got the person for you. Petra Mayer of NPR Books joins us now with a few ideas. Petra, it must be the holidays. We're talking. Welcome.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again.
You know, I have a friend who swears that in the pandemic, because of the pandemic, he's actually doing much less reading. He just can't focus. But what are you seeing? Are there more people out there reading because they're spending more time at home?
Oh, I totally feel for your friend. For the first couple of months of the pandemic, I could not read a book. And when something finally flipped in my head and I could again, I truly, literally felt as if cool rain was falling inside my skull. So I have all the sympathy for people who can't read right now. That being said, book sales are up this year. People are reading a lot. So there's an industry analyst group called NPD, and I'm looking at their report for the third quarter of 2020. And according to them, year-to-date book sales grew more than 6% through that quarter. So apparently that's the highest third quarter growth since Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince in 2005.
Oh, wow.
And that's not even reflecting holiday shopping. And also, big surprise, politics and current events books drove a lot of that sales increase. And kids' books are also up. I guess if you're stuck inside with kids all summer, that makes sense.
No doubt. Well, I guess my friend was an anomaly, which I would believe.
No, anyways, your friend is not alone. There's a lot of people.
I'll let him know. Let's talk about some of your picks, starting with the novel, The Death of Vivek Auggie. What made you want to suggest this one?
Oh, this is a wonderful and really hard to categorize and beautiful book. So obviously not a spoiler to say that the main character dies right at the beginning. It's in the title. It's a mystery because, you know, his mother finds his body on the front stoop right at the beginning of the book, and the grief drives her to figure out how he died. But it's also a coming-of-age story and a coming-out story because Vivek, I mean, I'm referring to him as he, but Vivek is non-binary, just like the author, Akweke Emeze, actually. So in the book, he asks his friends to call him either he or she because he's both. And at one point he says, "I'm not what anyone thinks I am. I never was." And there's also all kinds of Nigerian folklore and mythology woven into the story. And it's also just gorgeously written. So hard to categorize like Vivek Auggie himself, but a really great read.
Sounds interesting and also timely. You have a pick for people who love to read about food. Bill Buford's Dirt. This is the guy that wrote the best-selling book Heat about working in a restaurant kitchen. What's this new one about?
So this, I have to say, may slightly make you hate Bill Buford, because even, you know, before our world turned upside down, I don't think many of us could decide, oh, I want to master French cooking, but working for the best fresh chefs in America isn't enough, so I'm just going to uproot my entire family and move them to France. But that's what he does. He takes them to Lyon, which he thinks of as kind of the epicenter of French cooking. But the book is, it's as much about his journey towards mastering French cooking as much as an American can, as it is about the history and the gastronomic history of the city. And it's also just full of really great characters. At one point, he apprentices with a bread maker named Bob, who he describes as looking like a cross between... Yeah, well, Bob's not his real name. I don't think we ever find out what his real name is. But he describes him as looking like a cross between Fred Flintstone and Jackie Gleason. So it's a really fun read. Just don't do what I did and read it and then like end up on the Williams-Sonoma or Sur La Table website. That's bad.
Yeah. Another book that people might be interested in is Molly Young's The Things They Fancied. But actually, it's not a book exactly.
No, it's a zine. So it's a deep dive into frivolous aristocratic fads throughout the ages. There's a chapter on pineapples. If you read any Regency novels, you know pineapples were a big thing in the early 19th century. But did you know that squirrels were once a fashionable upper-class pet? I didn't. And apparently, because they're so little and cute, they were considered good pets for women. People would put little gold collars on them. We have a tag in the concierge called It's All Geek to Me, which is exactly for this kind of thing. These, like, obsessive examinations of things you would never have thought of otherwise.
Yeah. Okay, Petra, a book on your list that I want you to talk about is We Are Water Protectors by Carol Lindstrom. This is something that is interesting for me as a parent because it's a kid's book and it addresses oil pipelines being built on native lands. I mean, a lot of parents are always looking for books that can actually help their kids learn something. So tell us more about this one.
Yeah, this book is just gorgeous. Like, this is a book where we all went, ooh. So the author and the illustrator, they're both Native American. The author directly said she was inspired by the Standing Rock protests. And she says in the book, in fact, that she couldn't travel to the protests, so she decided to create this book. which is about a little girl sort of learning about the importance of water and her role in protecting water. In the book, the oil pipelines are represented by a evil black snake, and that she and her people have to band together and fight it. So it's a really uplifting story. I mean, you'll learn something, but hopefully you'll feel inspired. And, you know, who couldn't use that right now?
Yeah, these all sound great, but as you know, we have many discerning listeners, and you know, maybe what we've talked about here isn't doing it for people quite yet. What should those people do? What's your advice to them in terms of finding a good book gift?
They should go to the Book Concierge at npr.org/bestbooks. It just went up on Tuesday. Bigger than ever. It has more than 380 books, all picked by our staffers and critics, and surely you will find something there.
Oh, we'll also link to it at hereandnow.org. We've been talking about the best books of the year with Petra Mayer of NPR Books. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you.
You too. My pleasure. Happy to be here.